All my feminist friends are gonna come after me for this video. This man clearly hates women. He never has anything positive to say about women's sports. And that's just not true. That's not the case. I like closing my eyes and listening to women's tennis. I like to do that. I'm just kidding, of course. I was talking to someone the other day about feminism. Just like other protected groups, women have been used for the past 50 to 60 years by politicians. There is this belief that feminism is all about female empowerment, and that's just not true. Just like everything else politicians are involved with, feminism actually started from a good place. Women should have equal rights. They should be allowed to vote. If a woman is doing the same job as a dude and produces at an equal or greater level, she should be paid the same or be paid even more. We can all agree on that. That's common sense stuff. But that is not what feminism is about. It's about confusing gender roles. The past 50 or so years, men have been conditioned to act like women. Women have been conditioned to act like men. And then people wonder why marriage rates are at record lows. Someone told me the other day, divorce rates are going down. Well, yeah, no shit. People aren't getting married anymore. Relationships aren't working because everyone's turning each other off. What is the number one complaint from single women right now? What's their number one complaint? There aren't real men anymore. For the most part, they're right. You have dudes running the streets, painting their fingernails, pants so tight they can't breathe. I'm a metrosexual. Well, good for you, dude. Enjoy spanking off to you porn. I bring all of this up because there is this notion that female professional athletes should be paid the same as men. There are rumors starting to surface that the WNBA, they are seriously considering expansion. I briefly mentioned this the other day. Expansion. A WNBA expansion. Let me ask you something. Let's pretend for a second that you're an investor. I own a business. Pick any business. It doesn't matter what it is. We could be selling soap to homeless people. I've been in business for 25 years, never made a profit. All financial indicators are trending in the wrong direction. I am losing money hand over fist. The only reason that I've been able to survive this long is because I'm being subsidized by my dad. Now I come to you, potential investor, and I tell you I want to expand. I want to use your money to expand. I want you to invest in my expansion. You know what you're going to do? You're going to slap the shit out of me for being so stupid, and then you're going to walk out of the room. Now, that analogy is the exact situation of the WNBA. It makes absolutely zero sense to expand this league. They should be talking about expansion. They should be talking about shutting this fucking league down. Now, I know that's not a popular opinion amongst the virgins, but there are many things unpopular in the virgin community, like the inability to touch a real woman, not the inflatable one in your closet. I know it's not a popular opinion. I know I'm harsh on the WNBA. I know it's tough to hear. But it's not my fault that your league sucks. It's not my fault that Anthony Fauci, the most unpopular man in America, is more popular than the WNBA. It is not my job to come on here and cover up the fact that your league sucks. If you want to be lied to, go listen to the mainstream media. You'll hear nothing but good things about the WNBA in the mainstream media. These women are making history. The WNBA is exciting. One time, I saw one of the players dunk. I couldn't believe it. The clip was watched 500 times on YouTube. We are only in January, and expanding the WNBA is already the dumbest business decision of the year. I know most of you guys don't research the WNBA. Hell, why would you? You're not watching it. But if you were to research the WNBA, you would see headlines like WNBA ratings are skyrocketing. WNBA ratings up 49%, most watched season since 2008. All of it's true. WNBA ratings were up in 2021. But you have to put that into perspective. If you started a YouTube channel and you were averaging zero views per video, then one day, one of your videos takes off. It gets 10 views. You run around telling your friends, my YouTube views are up 1,000%. You wouldn't necessarily be lying. You would just be full of shit. WNBA ratings have been so low, they have nowhere to go but up. Last season, the WNBA averaged 306,000 viewers per game. And it's not like these games are aired on Comet, RT, or Nerd TV. WNBA games air on ABC, ESPN, major networks. You know how many games hit 1 million viewers last season? Zero. Hell, you'd have to combine 4 WNBA games to hit 1 million. The most watched game of the season happened in August, 755,000. The playoffs, the WNBA finals, disastrous. When the Chicago Sky won the championship, I think that's their team name anyway, Chicago Sky, Chicago Storm, whatever the fuck, who cares? It doesn't matter what their name is because no one attended the championship parade. And that's not an exaggeration. You could have driven a 747 through downtown Chicago that day and not hit one person. WNBA attendance? Not any better. It would be one thing if they were talking about expanding this league and attendance numbers were good. At least you could justify it a little bit in that case. They still wouldn't be turning a profit, but at least they could go to these expansion cities and show where they're being supported in the other 12 markets that they're in. But what would motivate a city to accommodate a WNBA franchise? What the hell would be the motivation? What's the reason? When a market has an NFL, an NBA, Major League Baseball team, the city makes millions of dollars in revenue, sales tax for tickets, taxes on the arena, taxes from bars and restaurants in the area. You don't get any of that from the WNBA. How many times have you been in a major city, New York, LA, Chicago, you're in a bar in that city. How many times have you heard someone ask, hey, bartender, can you turn on the Seattle Storm game? I'm excited to watch a slow, boring, low-scoring affair. That just doesn't happen. The WNBA averaged around 2,600 fans per game. There is more people inside Lenox Mall in Atlanta right now than attended a WNBA game last season. The Phoenix Mercury, they had the most support, around 5,800 a game. The LA Sparks had the least, around 1,100. 1,100. That is pathetic. More people attend lawnmower racing in rural Kentucky than pay money to watch the WNBA. The league sent out a tweet yesterday to Delta Airlines, asking if Delta flies to Nashville, Toronto, San Francisco, insinuating those are the three cities the WNBA wants to start a new franchise. There was a hashtag, bet on women. You want to throw your money away? Bet on this expansion being successful. You would be better off donating your money to a drug addict than betting on the success of the WNBA expansion. Nick Nurse, Raptors head coach, he was asked about the WNBA potentially expanding to Toronto. He said, that would be great. I imagine the WNBA would be wildly successful here in Toronto. Now, obviously, he's lying. How in the hell would they succeed in Toronto? They can't succeed in the 12 cities they're in now. I don't fault Nick Nurse for lying. I mean, it's not like he can just tell the media the truth, but I can. A consulting firm did a survey in Nashville. They asked people if they would support a WNBA team. 53% of the respondents said that they would support it. Now, the local media, the WNBA, they took these results and they ran with it, claimed the WNBA would be an obvious success in Nashville. Polls like this are wildly inaccurate. Respondents, they tend to give answers that they think people want to hear. They tried to justify this by saying Nashville only had 1 million people when the Titans moved to town years ago, and the city has doubled in population since then. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't mean people are going to pack an arena to watch the WNBA. Los Angeles has 8 to 10 million people in the metro area. 1,100 go to WNBA games. When it comes to this league, population size does not matter. They keep refusing to address their biggest problem. The games are just boring. The league is boring. People are not watching. We have 25 years of data that proves people don't give a shit about the WNBA. In what world does expansion make sense? I know it makes sense in the social justice world, but the rest of us living here on Earth know this is a bad idea. But go ahead. Expand your little league. If the NBA ever stops subsidizing you, you're screwed. Let me know what you guys think of the possibility of the WNBA expanding. This, I think, is just ridiculous, but sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.